Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get in the zone with the 49ers Web Zone. This is the No Huddle Podcast with Al, Zane, and Brian.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk, what did he say? He said he's ready to take off. He's going to take off here. And I do. And the reports from Brandon Ayuk coming out of camp is this guy just put dudes in blender. Like, he just looks great right now.
And he looks shredded.
Yeah. He's coming out. He knows he's got a contract coming up. And if you look at the numbers for these guys, it is a big year for Debo. And it is a big year for Ayuk. And that's good to have that competition between those two guys. But Debo did not have a good season last year. And we've talked about this with Debo. He was Superman in 2021. 121 targets, 77 catches, 1,405 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns. And then he ended up rushing. What did he score? Another, I know I have it somewhere. 59,
another 6, touchdowns. Right?
Another 8 touchdowns, 365 yards on the ground. And he put the team on it absolutely on his back. This year, he just didn't have a good season. 94 targets, 56 receptions, 632 yards, only 5 total touchdowns. That's not production for a guy who's one of the top paid receivers in the league. And he's going to be making $28.5 million towards the cap when we get to 2024. So he needs to have a big season. And it seems like he understands that, because the guy coming on the other end, again, I think Brandon Ayuk is ready to absolutely take off. And when you look at what Ayuk has done, his rookie season, he played 12 games. He had an 8% target share. He had 96 targets in his rookie season, which is a lot. 60 catches, 748 yards, 5 touchdowns. He only had 5 drops. That's a very good rookie season. Then he had a really strange, he was in the doghouse to start his second year. Still ended up with 84 targets. Still ended up with 826 yards and 5 touchdowns. Only 4.9% target percentage. But then this past year, I thought he really started to take steps to look like he was going to be a big-time receiver in the league. 114 targets, 78 catches, 1,015 yards, 8 touchdowns, 6.7 target percentage. This is going to be a year where if there's a lot of mouths to feed, but Ayuk, I believe, as they throw the ball downfield a little more, maybe with Purdy, he's going to have a huge season. And one thing, going back to Debo, he has to do, Debo has always dropped a lot of passes his whole career. His rookie season, he dropped 9. Was 11.1%, which is really high. Three in his sophomore year, 6.8%. 10, and even when he was great in 2021, he still dropped 10 passes, 8.3%. And last year there was 9. So that's something Debo's always done. He has to get better at. But I think the two of them will raise each other's game. It's a good problem for the Niners. But I'm really interested to see how this Brandon Ayuk thing plays out, because I think he's having a huge season.
My question to you guys, right, is what does that look like? Because last season felt like the season that he took off, right? You know, you look at it, it's his first 1,000-yard season, you know, and the one thing that I really appreciate about Ayuk is that his catch percentage has increased every year. His rookie year, it was 62.5. His sophomore year was 66.7, and last year it was 68.4. Not only that, but his yards per reception, 12.5 his rookie year, 14.8 in 2021, and then 13 yards in 2022. You know, he's a weapon. He's a big time weapon. And my question is, what does it look like for him to take off? That's interesting to me, because, you know, I mean, are we looking at it and going, well, then it needs to be 1,200 yards, right? Is that a true, like, burst onto the scene type performance, or is it like Debo in 2021 when he had 1400 yards, right? But then the question becomes, well, if he's got 1400, where is Debo at, right? Because when Debo had 1400, Ayuk had 826, which is still a lot, especially in an offense that doesn't throw as much as it runs. And I just really feel like, again, the conversation has been Purdy, Darnold, you know, Lance, whatever. It's undeniable that Kyle Shanahan trusts Brock Purdy more than any quarterback that he has had in this mm-hmm. system since he's been here. And it's evident by the number of passes that they threw as an offense once Purdy came in. I mean, you're talking about a guy that threw damn near 30 times in a game that he came in cold, right, against Miami. Now, granted, Miami was mugging up and saying, well, with this guy in, we got to stop the run, and we'll make him beat us, and he did. And I think a lot of teams thought that way. But now the question becomes, are teams going to still do that? Are they still going to try and take away the run and make Brock Purdy beat them? Or are they going to try and make Brock Purdy prove that, you know, last year wasn't a fluke? But I do think that this offense is going to throw more than they have in the past. And that's mm-hmm. where it becomes really interesting. Like, are you going to have 2 1,000-yard receivers? You know, is Brandon Ayuk going to become the first 49er since Anquan Boldin to have back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons? I think that's almost barring injury, I think that is a foregone conclusion in my eyes. But then again, what does Debo look like? What does McCaffrey look like? What does Kittle look like? Like you said, Al, there's just a ton of mouths to feed. But, you know, I think I've said it before. I think Brandon Ayuk is a better wide receiver than Debo Samuel. I don't think there's really many people in the NFL better with the football in their hands than Debo Samuel. But that doesn't necessarily portend to being a great wide receiver. And so it's just interesting to me, you know, to feel like Ayuk still feels a little underrated and he takes that personally. And I kind of appreciate that because, you know, that means that he's ready to show that he's got that dog in him. And I'm excited to see what it means for this offense, but specifically what it means for him and the numbers that he puts up next year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Guys, what an embarrassment of riches. Like, listen to us right now. Listen mm-hmm. Listen to the guys we're talking about. Debo Samuel, all pro. George Kittle, all pro. Brandon Ayuk, up and coming star, stud. Christian McCaffrey, MVP. Like, it's just, it's absurd. It's absurd the level of talent that they have right now. And I think that, look, to me, the key to the offense will be Christian McCaffrey. That's what I think the key is, because there is no defense in the league that's going to match up with that. You cannot cover that. You cannot. The only guy that I trust more with the ball in his hands outside of Debo is Christian McCaffrey in terms of making a big play, because he is that dude. He's always been that dude. Brian, you tweeted out earlier today that I can't believe that the Panthers traded Christian McCaffrey to Kyle Shanahan. And I have to pinch myself too. I like, you sometimes forget, because the very concept of that is so absurd. Christian McCaffrey in this offense, and we only saw half a season worth of that. You're going to get a full season now, a full season of Kyle Shanahan scheming stuff up for Christian McCaffrey, a full offseason for him to learn the playbook and to be integrated into this offense, and a full offseason of health for him. And it's just, I think that, sorry, I don't want to detract from the Brandon Ayuk discussion, but I think that this is a part of that, because as teams key on Christian McCaffrey, it's going to be guys like Ayuk and Debo that will reap the benefits of that, right, down the field. As guys collapse down into the box, because we know what they're going to try to do. They're going to dare Purdy to throw the ball. That's what they're going to try to do. They did that last year. He was successful at it. He was able to overcome that. But they're going to look at that Eagles game as a blueprint to see how to potentially, quote-unquote, stop Brock Purdy. And more teams – it's copycat league. More teams will try to do that. So, yes, there'll be opportunities down the field for both Debo and Ayuk, and also Kittle as well, for that matter. So I think that – I don't know if there's a 1,000-yard season coming from Ayuk because there's so many mouths to feed. But what I'm expecting is, like, 800 from McCaffrey, Ayuk, and Debo. That to me would be a really successful season, because that means that it's death by any number of ways for the opposition. And we're not even talking about Kittle, right? So it's spread the ball around. It's hit the open guy. It is not focused on one guy or the other. I just think that it'll be a by committee sort of offensive attack this year. And I think that Kyle's going to take advantage of that and exploit tons of people.
So, Brian, you asked what I think it would look like. I'm going to say he is in the 1,200-yard range, and I'm going to say he had 8 touchdowns last year. I think he gets 10. He had 6 games of 80-plus receiving yards last year, but only one with over 100. And there's going to be games where he has 2 catches for 25 yards because of the way they spread the ball around and they may have big leads and things like that. But I can see him having some real big games this year, like 8 catches for a buck 50 and a couple scores. I think he's going to have a couple of those weeks that put his stats up. And then where he has those real big take notice weeks where, wow, this dude absolutely balled out, tons of yards, touchdowns. Now, you mentioned the back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons. The only 49ers wide receivers who have ever done that are Rice, Owens, and Bolden. That's it. So John Taylor did it 2 out of 3. It is wild. Yeah, John Taylor did it 2 out of 3 years. And I don't believe anybody else has done it in back-to-back. And you think it was Rice for all those years. Where he got, you know, the lion's share of everything, and then it went to Owens, and then they had, I don't know, it felt like 2 decades where they just had awful wide receivers before Crabtree broke through with a 1,000-yard season, and then Bolden had the back-to-back ones. Man, Anquan Bolden, for the short time he was here.
Underrated.
Really underrated, yeah. I think it was only, was it 3 years or 4 years? But he was really good. 3 years with the team. He came in and he was at the tail end of his career, and he had some really, really good seasons with the Niners. And he had those back-to-back 1,000-yard years. So let me see if I could find
that guy. Was a dog, man. That guy.
Oh my god, I love Bolden.
That was like Anquan Bolden was a wide receiver that played with like a linebacker's mentality.
That guy was awesome. 2013, 129 targets, 85 for 1179 and 7. 2014, 130 targets, 83 for 1062 and 5. And then 2015, 111. 69, 789, and 4. So we had those two back-to-backers in 2013, 2014. He was terrific for this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.